Have you been injured in a slip and fall injury? Have you been wronged by sex touching? Have you faced persecution? Call us, the Problem Solvers, at 1-800-LAW-PROBLEMS-SOLVE.com /
6969.
It's 420. So, if you didn't guess from our fake intro, we're talking about law, mothers. Laws. Legalities. Yeah. Things like that. David and I have had a long, illustrious career in the courtrooms, in the jailhouses.
Been in a few.
Been in a couple. So we know a little bit.
Yep. Basically, I got a free law degree.
Yeah.
Not sure about you, but...
Well, mine wasn't really free. Somebody asked me the other day to try to calculate how much money I've paid in, like, legal fines and lawyers and shit. And I was like, gotta be about $40,000. Easily. And I was like, God damn. That's like a quarter of buying a house.
Yeah, dude. That's a lot.
So really, what we're trying to do is...
That's a dope-ass car.
That is a really dope car. I could buy, like, a cool Jeep. So what we're trying to do is save you guys, the viewers / listeners / masturbators, learn from our mistakes. We could use what we've collected over the years of being complete fuck-ups.
Yep.
And spin it, flip it, and help you, the people, the common folk. Because I know a lot of people out there, like a lot of, I don't want to say a lot of our friends, a lot of people that I know have never been in, like, real trouble with cops before.
Yeah.
And they're always like, oh, fuck the cops. I do this. I do that. Blah, blah, blah. But then if they were ever, like, really in handcuffs in the back of a car, they'd start turning into a little fucking 6ix9ine, a little Tekesh 6ix9ine.
So, oh, by the way, that's surprising to me how many people, like, the kid broke Instagram or something like that. Like, he had, like, more people live than anybody's ever done.
Why?
In Instagram. And I don't understand. Like, you ratted. Like,
yeah.
Like, you snitched on everyone and people like you.
That's just...
Like, more.
It just shows you how fucking lame rap music is now. Because, like, Biggie and Tupac got murdered just because. They were just like...
Yeah.
Oh, something happened. It was stupid. But now everybody's getting shot because that's what we do.
Right. I feel like if 50 Cent wants to sell a million or a couple million more records, he's gonna have to rat out the guy who shot him 9 times.
No, in today's climate,
and today, yes, today he's gonna have to do that because, you know, I don't know. People want to see snitches. People like being the snitch is like the cool thing.
I don't. Our first legal advice is don't snitch.
Never.
I don't give a fuck. You could be facing time. Don't snitch. Although, if they said Zach will expunge 2 of your felonies, get you off of probation, just tell us who's selling weed in town, I'd be like, oh, sorry. I'd actually, if somebody said that to me, like a cop, judge or something, I would lie. I'd be like, oh, dude, that guy Jimmy Shoe fell on his bicycle, he's out there puddling dime bags.
Officer Gumshoe?
Officer Gumshoe out there fucking, he's playing both sides.
So to go back to your point about people who have never been arrested who say that they would do this, that, and the other thing, I remember, like, when I was young kid, like, I think I was, like, 16, probably. Actually, no, I was probably 16, like, got arrested. It wasn't really arrested, like, picked up by the cops, put on, like, a PINS petition, whatever, when you're in school.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like...
I don't think they do pins anymore, either.
I don't think so, either. But I remember thinking, like, I'm fucking so badass. Like, I got fucking picked up by the cops. Everybody in school knows it, and if they don't, I'm going to tell them. You know? And I remember, but also 16, I was fucking scared to death. You know what I mean? I was like, oh my God, what's going to happen to me? Like, they scared me. So, throughout the years, I realized... little by little... I actually did start saying those things to cops that people say they're going to say. Like, I actually did as I got older and realized, like, oh, you can get away with this shit.
Yeah.
You can say fucking some crazy shit.
Dude, the last time I got arrested, I was so not me. Because I'm like, even when I'm in a good position, or like in a bad position, I'm still like a pretty nice guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whatever. Even if I'm like in a fist fight, by the end of it, I'm like, eh, whatever. But this, I was like, fuck you.
You start talking like fucking Joe Pesci.
Oh, I don't go Italian hood. I go fucking hood. I'm like, fuck you, suck my dick, cop. You can't do shit. You can't do shit.
This is America.
And you ain't done nothing for me. I ain't doing nothing for you.
This is America.
Yeah. I just started screaming Rodney King for no reason.
Start chanting USA.
I was like, get it. None of it made sense.
I remember one time I was with a group of friends. You know them. We were in Saratoga. I'm sure a lot of people know this story. If you Google it, David Rose, Saratoga, it comes up.
Oh, yes.
And all our names and everything. And I remember we were all of us got arrested. And we were all in, and I remember the two guys that were arresting me. We were all just talking the most ridiculous shit to these cops. Like, they probably would have just given us a ticket and left us.
Yeah, a little side note to that, which I know from experience, is if you get arrested with your friends, especially if they're bad friends.
Yeah.
You will ramp up your shitheadness.
Oh, yeah, dude, like, for sure.
When I get arrested by myself, I'm pretty like, all right, let's get this over with. When I get arrested with the buddies, I'm like, do something. Cop.
Because it's like you want to be the one that everybody talked about. Like, oh, shit. Well, it wasn't that. I wasn't the one everybody talked about. It was, we were all pretty equal. It was a pretty ensemble cast, so to say. And I just kept talking so much shit to this one guy. And by the way, they kicked our asses.
Yeah.
Like, head smashed against walls, pushed around, punched, pants pulled down, stuff like that. It was fucking out of control. So, this one guy, I just kept talking shit to him. He had a bowl cut. Like a bowl haircut, like Lloyd Christmas
from
Dumb and Dumber. Like, he had that haircut. I kept fucking making fun of him, ripping on him. And they let me out. I was one of the first to get let out.
Because you snitched on the other ones?
I snitched on everybody. And then and then all of a sudden, there's this like, crowd of people waiting on me outside.
Record like, deals and shit.
It was fucking awesome. So they let me out. I'm walking. They handcuff me. And they're walking me out to the front to give me my property and stuff. And before they do, there's like this hallway before you get into the front office there.
Yeah.
To get let out to the lobby. And there's a door to get into the hallway, and then there's another door to get out of the hallway. And they shut the doors. Now there's four cops standing around me. And I'm handcuffed. And the one guy that I kept calling Lloyd Christmas and making fun of his haircut goes, "You got something to say?" And I was like, "Nope.
No,
I know what happens now." "Nope, I'm good, man." He's like, "Yeah, you're fucking smart." They let me go. I was like, "Oh, man, that was fucking bad."
That's really
I almost
fun.
Got my ass beat. Like, I knew if I would have said one fucking thing wrong, they were going to fucking kill me. So that was cool. Later on, we found out that a bunch of those cops in Saratoga got brought up on, like, indictments.
Good.
Because they were being a little too rough with perps.
I'm not, like, anti-cops. It's just that I don't think cops should get any special treatment. Like, I know cops that do fucking cocaine and shit. Like, they should be treated exactly the same as I'm treated. So, like, don't look down on me, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
But, like, I think you ain't really lived unless you've had your ass kicked by the cops while handcuffed.
It's a couple times I know. Yeah. I mean,
I was down in the city, New York City, for those of you who are out of the state or the country. I was in Manhattan, as they call it.
Manhattan.
And I was in Union Square, which is like the second busiest train station there. That was third busiest. But it was Friday night at like 11 o'clock, so it was fucking packed. People were going in and out of this train station partying. There was fucking thousands of people here. And I'm just standing there talking to my friends, and a cop grabs me from behind. Well, I didn't know it was a cop. Somebody just grabbed me from behind and fucking slams me into the wall. So I just kind of like twitch back my elbow because I was like, what the fuck? And then that's when the violence started, and there was three cops, and they were just fucking slamming me against the wall, punching me and shit. And I saw that it was cops, and I stopped, and I was just like, whoa, what's the problem, officer? And they handcuffed me, and they just kept slamming me, and I was like, oh, hey, I didn't know you were cops. You just grabbed me. I wasn't, like, trying to fucking fight a cop. And then, like, as they're viciously pummeling me in front of my friends and thousands of people, a train lets out. It's like the 6 train or 7 train, something like a. There's like just a lot of people.
And they like just left a baseball
game. Yeah, dude, that's, it felt like thousands of people. And I got like a bloody nose. My face is against the ice cold tiles. My glasses are
the
gone.
The ice cold filthy tiles. Yeah.
And this dude walks by and goes, "Yo, leave him the fuck alone." And then the cop goes, "Boom!" Right in my back, and he goes, "Is that your friend?" And I was like, "You think that first guy that got out of this random train in this." There are literally close to 1 million people in this station. You think that's my friend? You think all these fucking people are my friends? So then they handcuffed me to a giant Jamaican guy who pissed himself. Oh, and I had to ride around in the paddy wagon all through Manhattan on Friday night. I didn't get out of fucking lockup until like 7 in the morning.
Oh, dude, so you just rode around Manhattan?
No. The paddy wagon? They had to pick up other people. Then they brought us to the station. And then I just had to spend the night there. Which sucks. But it was really funny because all my friends saw the cops and they were like, "See ya!" And they got on the train and just left.
Yeah,
and they were like,
"Sucks, man."
See, actually, you know what? They let me out at like 5 in the morning, and my friends were still at the bar because like the bar had called last call at 4, but they just were letting them hang out. We knew the bartenders. And I walked in, and I was, like, dried blood all over my face. Like, half my shit's missing because the cops took it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, "Hey, you made it." And they handed me a beer and a shot. And I was like, "This is a really good story." Well, I just drank it, and that was that night. But, so we're rambling, Dave.
Yeah, we are.
A big part of this episode will probably be us telling stories because I got a couple more funny ones.
For sure.
But we put up on our Instagrams... if you got any questions, legal questions, send them our way. And I'm doing this segment first because it's going to be the shortest because our listeners, although extremely creative, are not very helpful.
Okay.
So on my personal one, I just said, "Ask me any legal questions." And Tony Two Shovel said, "Know any good lawyers in town?" Which is a joke because he's a lawyer. So thanks for listening. And go see him if you need representation. I got legalize murder for hire, which is not a question, but sure.
Okay,
I think you should be able to murder for hire.
Justified.
That's cool. That's cool with me. Your cousin said, "Why do individuals get taxed on income but large corporations don't?" And that's a little bit outside of our pay grade, but, you know, I'd say because America was built, well, not America, the modern America was built on corporations and their greed and income, and they don't give a shit about the individual person.
Yeah.
Without getting too political. Gabane J., who is supposed to be here recording with us, sent in a very interesting question. Said poop. So that's our listeners. And this was the only good one that I got on my personal one. Said, and I will read it exactly how it's written. "How do you get so many DWIs and never go to jail?"
Well, did you also notice that Zach has lots of friends?
Yep.
And every time he gets another DWI, he gets like 1,000 more Instagram followers is because he's a fucking snitch.
I've been snitching left and right. Now, actually, as my good friend, you know what? I'll do Instagram names. It's yeah, Angel. And the reason is, and I hate to say this, is because I'm white. Like, it's 100%. Angel got in some trouble just as much, if not maybe a little bit less than me, and he got a bigger consequence than me. Mm-hmm. He's not white, man. Yeah, you really got to practice hard and become white is the only way to, like... I've been in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And I've only seen the inside of a jail cell for, like, a couple days at a time.
Jeez.
Like, altogether, I've been in jail for maybe a week. And I've been arrested over 15 times.
Yeah, I mean, I think I got a little more than 15. But
nice. All right, let's check the Problem Solvers Instagram, because I know there was a couple more. I can't imagine they were any better than these ones. I didn't read any of these either, so I didn't proofread them, so we'll see what we got. Holy macaroni, your cousin has so many questions. All right. We got, "Can you come inside your stepsister?" Now, that was from Zillow311. And I don't think that there's a law that says you can't.
I mean, it's not your real sister.
It's not your real sister. It's not incest.
So,
and
yeah,
like,
you're good.
As long as she's...
cool with it?
Yeah, as long as it's, like, consensual. Yeah, man, let it fly. That's what all these pornos are right now. Like, dude, that's my job. The one kid, you know, Troy, the really tall dude.
Yeah.
Troy will just randomly go, "Oh my God, what are you doing, step bro?" And it's the funniest fucking thing in the world. He says it so good. What's the necessary timeline for adverse possession in Greene County? A day. 24 hours. That's from your cousin. Here's another one from your cousin. Does the Cherokee Nation technically own most of Oklahoma?
I don't know.
That's a good question. I'd have to Google that.
No, America owns Oklahoma.
What's the deal with sovereign nations within the United States? I don't think America allows sovereign nations.
I don't think so either.
Like, I think I mean, we...
I know, like, the Native American reservations, they have their own...
yeah, I guess that's true. But like, I don't think they're technically nations.
Things like that. Yeah, yeah. The like, where Turning Stone is, it's the Oneida Nation. They have their own police and things like that. But I think they still have to follow federal regulations. You know what I mean? I think they're exempt from, like, state stuff because they have their own personalized police force.
So it's just like...
But, like, state, like, federal, like, FBI, things like that, they can, like, step in.
Well, unrelated. I have an Oneida friend who listens. Hi, Mandy. Thanks for listening. I'm sorry for what we've done to your people.
I didn't.
Yeah, well, yeah, I didn't.
None of my family did.
My family's been here for... We're coming up on 100 years. My family's been here since the 20s.
Yeah, my family's been here, like, just maybe a little over 100 years.
We got one more. I haven't read it yet. This is from our deepest of fans, Butterbean.
Ooh, I love Butterbean.
He says, so check it. How much meth is illegal to possess and or carry? What's the proper conversion rate from pounds of meth to stuffing uncooked spaghetti in one's cavity to make sure there's enough room? Asking for a friend. Now,
I don't think you're allowed to have any meth.
Yeah, I don't think so. Unless it's, what's the legal meth? Adderall.
Is that legal meth?
It's one molecule away from meth.
Really?
Yeah, and that's why it's so much fun.
I fucking snorted that.
Yeah, dude, you're a meth head.
Oh, fuck.
Any of our listeners out there on Adderall, you're a meth head. So, buy a motorcycle and lose all your teeth. That's it. And Butterbean, to answer your question, I'm pretty sure spaghetti is measured in the same way of meth. So, however much meth you want to stick inside your body, cook that much spaghetti. And then measure appropriately.
And you know how you know when spaghetti's cooked? What? Take a piece and you throw it on the ceiling. It sticks.
Now, I thought you were going to say something funny because...
Yeah, I don't know. That's the only way I know how spaghetti's cooked fully.
Dave Rose used to say... He used to get really hammered at a gay bar in town, and he would flirt with the owner.
Sammy.
And he would say, "Hey, Sammy, even spaghetti straight till you boil it." And he would pinch his butt and stuff, so... I thought it was going that way.
I saw him at Home Depot the other day. He's so butch.
He is pretty butch.
He's driving a truck.
Yeah, he's driving a truck, being a man, running for office.
Dude, running for office. Good for him, man. That's awesome. I love Sammy.
Yeah, he's good people. Sammy, I know you don't listen, but we got love for you. So I was thinking, since that was all the law questions we got.
Okay.
I was going to go to the internet to find, like, funny legal questions. There's not a lot. Like, people ask real legal questions. I was hoping I could find people be like, "I just accidentally maimed my sister with a rake. What should I do?" But nobody's asking the internet those
questions. You know what's a really good... add to that, whenever I've been arrested, after I get home, I go and I straight Google, like, okay, this is what I did.
Yeah,
what
should I have
can
done?
I happen? What's going to happen to me?
Yeah, like one of the questions, like, is it real that they have to read you your Miranda rights?
Yeah,
and that's 100% real.
Yeah, for sure.
And like, I keep an eye on the cops because they don't do it. I don't say anything, and then you know, yeah, you can technically get out of it. But
it's game, man.
They all carry a little piece of laminated paper like the size of a business card, and when you see them pull that out, you know you're fucked because they'll read it off that card.
They're gonna lie and say.
Oh yeah, they'll say they did it.
Say they did.
That's one thing. If we have police listeners, sorry for the slander that's gonna come your way, but Every cop I've ever been arrested by has lied about something.
Know you. Yeah, and I mean, I don't blame them because I'm lying to them.
Yeah. Oh, I lied to them. That was another question. It said, should I tell my lawyer the truth if I'm guilty? Like, should I omit truth so that he represents me better?
I feel like the less they know, man.
Dude, I am that way 100%. This is it. You know what stops people from lying and getting away with it in court? Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. You can't get caught for it.
Yeah.
You have to admit that you're telling the truth. They make you put your hand on a fake little book, and they say, do you swear to God to tell the truth? And you say, uh-huh. And then for some reason, everyone tells the truth.
Yeah.
You know when I tell the truth? Never. I never tell the truth. Like, you don't have to incriminate yourself. Yeah. That's actually a protected law. You never have to say anything that incriminates yourself. And if a cop says, David Rose, is that your gun? You can just be like, nah. And then they're like, are you lying? God's listening. And you can be like, well, God, I'm not lying. If I am, come down and stop me.
And then go later on and be like, God, I'm sorry for lying.
Yes. See, I don't go back and apologize because I don't believe in God. I treat God in the courtroom like how when Kevin McAllister got left alone in Home Alone 1. And he's walking around the house and he's like, Buzz, I'm going through your stuff. You better come pound me. I'm like, hey, God. No, I wasn't drinking or doing drugs. Are you there? No? All right. I'm going to keep doing until you come down and stop me. I'm going to do this illegal stuff. I'm going to lie about it.
Oh, it's so funny.
That's blown my mind since the very first time I got arrested. Like, the first time I ever got arrested, I was 21. Like, real arrested. Like, had to go, like, I was handcuffed and waited until I got bailed out and then had to go to court for it. I'm sitting there, I'm looking at all these people, and they're like, is this yours? And this guy's like, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, you could still just say no. They have to prove that that's, like, whatever you did, they have to prove it. Or you give up and say, all right, I did this.
I remember one time I got arrested, and it was New Year's Eve. And I actually beat this one. This one was, like, a stupid disorderly conduct and, like, obstruction of government administration. It was total bogus.
Did you
just
beat up a fucking mailman?
No, I didn't do anything. I really didn't do anything. And I actually got off on it. I got everything dropped. But this police officer, he kind of had it out for me and a couple of my other friends.
I remember that cop.
And he had my phone on his desk. And he starts asking me questions about people. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck you're talking about. And he's asking me, he's like, so you don't know this person? And I'm like, no, I have no fucking idea who you're talking about. No clue. Never heard of him. And he grabs my phone and shows me. He goes, well, he's calling your phone right now. Like, his name spelled out over my caller ID. He's calling. He's like, yeah, you don't know him? It's his name right there. I'm like, yeah, no Never idea who that guy is. Don't know how that's happening.
You would not believe what you, like, incriminate yourself with. Like,
yeah.
And honestly, like, before I started hanging out with, like, a lot of our mutual friends, like Craig and Ryan and them, I got arrested a lot. But I didn't know how much I could get away with until I met those dudes.
Yeah, dude. Ryan, especially.
Ryan L.
Yeah, Ryan L, man. Dude.
This guy, all right, I'm not going to tell his stories.
Okay.
And I'm not going to blow up his spot. But check this out. If you are driving while intoxicated, or if you're behind the wheel while intoxicated, you can't get in trouble if you're not driving and there's no key in the ignition. If there's no key, then you're technically not a driver.
Yeah.
So let's say somebody had the smarts to, when they were getting pulled over, to jump from the driver's seat to the passenger seat, take the key out and throw it out the window, and say somebody else was driving and they took off running.
Some guy Frank from Saugerties.
Frank from Saugerties might have took off running. There is absolutely no way for you to get in trouble unless you admit it.
Yeah.
And
if they didn't see it,
there's nothing they can goddamn do.
If they didn't see it, it never happened.
And, like, unless you're the one getting in trouble, you don't have to cooperate with shit. You don't even have to tell them your name. Like, another one of our friends, let's call him C. Wiltsy.
Yep.
Our buddy was getting pulled over, and he was in the passenger seat. The cop said, let me see your ID. And he said, why? I'm not driving. And he said, let me see your ID. And he went, nope. And he just got out of the car and walked away. And the cop was like, well, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, there really isn't. We had an altercation one time at a bar, and the cops showed up at my house, and they were walking across the lawn, and I opened the door, and I was like, can I help you? And they were like, yeah, we're not here to arrest anybody. We're just on a talk. I was like, shoop, shut the door, walk back upstairs. Once you hear that, yep. Like, we're not here to arrest anybody. Well, all right, good night. Yep.
You have to have some kind of warrant or, like, something. You have to be there for a reason. You can't – what their plan is, this is what the cops are doing for you guys that don't get in trouble. They're coming there to let you say what you did wrong.
Yeah.
So that they can be like, all right.
Incriminate yourself.
We got them now. I have a pretty funny story. That's pretty – oh, and the last real question that we got was somebody asked about whether or not you should blow when you get a DWI.
I always say no.
You should always say no, because even unless you haven't had a drop of alcohol in the last 24 hours, just don't do it, because fuck them, mainly.
And I think the last time I got pulled over, if I would have blown, it would have been a felony.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, it was bad. He goes, you had anything to drink tonight? I'm like, I had 3 beers. He's like, step out of the car, and I like fell on one knee. I'm like, oh, shit.
Do not drink and drive.
Yeah, don't. I haven't done it since.
Yeah, it's really dumb. And it costs,
maybe once or twice, but
it costs a lot of money when you get in trouble for that. So don't. All I can say is don't drink and drive. But if you do, don't admit to drinking, because that's something they have to fill out. If you admit to drinking, that's strike one.
Let them do the work.
Let them do the work. Let them earn their paychecks. That's what they're there for. And don't blow. You don't have to. And honestly, for me, like my last one, I was fucked either way. I was going to jail no matter what. So I decided not to, just because, why the fuck not?
Why not?
Have a little fun with it. Unfortunately, that cop had to stay with me until 5 in the morning when all the paperwork was done and I was in prison. Then he got to leave. He was supposed to be off at midnight.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, like, sorry, buddy.
This is fucking blowing my mind right now. I really hope to God nobody takes our legal advice.
Right now.
Like, I get it. Like, I won't ever blow. Like, that's a pretty decent, but, I mean, I don't know.
I think everyone should take our legal advice. I'm saying this right now. I'll represent you. One of the questions here is, should I represent myself in court? And I have a really funny story about that, David.
Do it. Let's hear it.
I'm going to say it was probably about 2000 and I want to say 13 or so. I'd gotten arrested. It was far from my first time being arrested, but I was still pretty fresh at it. But all my other arrests, I had to pay lots of money for a lawyer. That did, in my opinion, absolutely nothing. I didn't see them work at shit. I just gave them thousands of dollars, and then they came in and left. Mm-hmm. So I said, today's the day I represent myself. So I got dressed, and anyone that looked at my Instagram when I asked the question if they have legal advice, there's a picture of me yelling in a full three-piece suit with a phone and a briefcase. That was from, I just gotten out of court.
Right.
And I was like, somebody take my picture. But so I put on a full three-piece suit, like $600 like tailored suit, pink shirt, pink tie,
boom,
the watch with the chain,
power shirt, power tie,
dude, just power moves one after
power
another
move.
I had a briefcase that I just brought because I thought it would look good.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought a briefcase.
Dress for the job you want.
Exactly. I was dressed for success.
So I
walk into the courtroom. And you have to go through a metal detector. And I put my briefcase on the side of the metal detector. I walk through, take my watch out. Everything's good. And the guy goes to slide me in my briefcase. And he goes, what's in the briefcase? And I said, nothing. Don't worry about it. And I go to grab it. And he goes, excuse me, sir. And he like puts his little baton on it. And he goes, what's in the briefcase? And I said, nothing. Don't worry about it. And now I'm just fucking with him.
Yeah.
And then he goes, hand on the gun. What's in the briefcase, sir? And I said, open and find out.
Ooh,
and
tell
him. He popped that shit open. Absolutely nothing. Not a paper, not a pen. No, I think there might have been jelly beans in there. Yeah, there's some jelly beans. And he said, what'd you do? I was like, I was telling you the truth. There was nothing in there. Don't worry about it. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Grab my shit. And I went in. I was in and out in 5 minutes. $600 fine. Done.
Doom.
That's
see
it. I was like, what the fuck? If I would have paid for a lawyer, this would have been dragged out for months. I would have got thousands of dollars in fines, thousands of dollars of lawyer fees.
And still paid a $600 fine.
Yep. So represent yourself if it's something that you can handle. Don't represent yourself if it's a felony charge, because actually I don't think legally you're allowed to represent yourself on felony charges anymore. But if it's like it's a fun misdemeanor, like fucking petty larceny or something, represent yourself. Fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah. I agree with you.
Now,
so if you want to find really good, like, legal things, type in Florida man on Google, yes, and then, like, see what they got arrested for.
That's very true. Florida, and do you ever play the game where you put in Florida man and then your birth date and see what Florida man did on your birthday?
No.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
I gotta try that.
We'll do that.
Florida guys are fucking nuts.
Yeah, man, he's a maniac.
They're fucking out of control.
So, I had another story that was good, like good advice. I can't remember what it was. Somebody asked, like, is jail really as scary as it seems? And
no, it's definitely fucking super boring.
It's definitely not nearly as rapey as everyone makes it out to be. There's butt stuff, but like. Not nearly as much as you think. This is my butt stuff jail story. I get arrested, and I'm, you know, I go through the whole thing all night long. I'm getting processed, yada yada, and I get to the jail, and they make me get completely naked. They take pictures of all my tattoos because that's something they do. Remember,
yeah,
they'll take a picture of every single tattoo,
and then they ask you what they all mean.
Yeah, I just say gang stuff. Because that's what they're going to write anyways. They're going to say it's gang stuff. So I'm getting all, like, I have to be completely naked for all my tattoos. I'm doing it. And then they make you pick up your dick and pull up your ball sack.
Yep.
See if there's anything hanging out down. That's where I keep my Glock usually.
In your taint.
In my gooch right there. So then they were like, all right, squat down, spread your ass cheeks, and cough. So if you're holding anything in your asshole, it'll fall out.
Right out.
And I said, do you know why I got arrested? And they were like, yeah, drinking and driving. And I said, do you think a car or a beer is going to fall out of my asshole? And he went, what? And then I'm holding my butt cheeks apart, and I start laughing because I think I'm hilarious. And I fall over. And, like, the little camera's set up the whole time. And I'm falling over, and, like, my balls are hanging out between my legs. And I'm like, I'm just rolling around trying to convince these guys I'm not drunk. That was a good night. I had a good night in jail that night.
Oh, that's funny.
I was gonna read, like, funny laws in, like, different places, but, like, that stuff's lame, you know?
Yeah, it's lame. It's from, like, back in the day stuff, like.
Yeah, like, oh, you can't push a donkey up the stairs after midnight.
Like in North Carolina, like, people, I remember they used to talk about. Kids in school talk about, like, you know, North Carolina, that you could beat your wife with a stick as long as it's as big as your thumb in front of a courthouse on Sundays.
There are still a lot
and I'm not lying. I think that's actually real.
There's a lot of funny ones about women. Like, there's, like, in Kentucky, a woman can't legally get married 3 times. Like, it's 2, and you better hope the third one's good. Because if not, you're like, I don't know, they execute you or something.
What's crazy is Kentucky's weird. So, Jack Daniels is made in Kentucky in a dry county.
Yeah.
You can't drink there. But they make the most popular fucking whiskey.
Yeah. That's probably for the best. Because, like, if everybody was drinking it, it wouldn't be so good. Oh, and here's another pretty funny woman one. I was trying to find ones that were, like, ridiculous, but not, like, old-timey ridiculous. In Vermont, if you're married and your wife has no teeth and she wants to get fake teeth, she cannot do it without your permission.
Oh, my God, dude.
Married women can't get fake teeth without the permission, the written consent of their husbands.
Dude, do you think that... What do you think? Do you think the dentist actually follow that rule? Like,
yeah, like, well, Mrs. Rose, I'd love to help you out with those incisors, but David just says it ain't happening. So get out of here, hussy.
Why are you doing it with a southern accent? It's Vermont.
I don't know how they talk in Vermont. Yeah, it's like, all right, good day, welcome to Vermont. Did you know I can't play bingo in Pennsylvania?
Why?
They don't allow felons to play bingo
no
in Pennsylvania.
No fucking shit, huh?
Yep. And you know what?
You know we can't go to Canada. You know can't, you get a DWI, yep. You can't go to Canada.
DWI can't go to Canada.
Like,
and
fuck you, Canada. Like,
yeah.
Who the fuck are you, man?
And if you want to go to Canada, if you're from the greater New York area and you want the Canadian experience, go to Buffalo and you'll be like, this sucks balls. And then you're like, oh, that's... There's thousands of miles north of this that suck even more the further north you go?
Well, I will say Niagara Falls, Canada, I've been there years ago, it's way more fucking fun than the New York side, Niagara Falls.
Yeah, they have,
it's
like...
It's fucking awesome. Like, Planet Hollywood, there's bars, there's fucking...
Like, yeah, and there's, like, all the casinos right there and shit.
Yeah, that's fucking
cool.
It is cool.
Pretty boss. Oh, looks like... Looks like that's it for our video.
All right.
Well, we'll continue with audio. People watching are just not gonna be able to enjoy the last of it. Well, we're pretty much done. I have a question for you, though.
Okay.
This is a moral question as well as a legal question, because I recently discovered the artist Billie Eilish.
I don't know who that is. I've heard the name.
Yeah. See, that's how it was. I'd always heard the name. I heard the name. Whatever. Whoever.
I actually thought it was somebody misspelling Billy Idol's name.
I can see that.
When I read it in an article, I'm like, why do they keep calling him that?
I can see that. But so, she's a singer. She's like a really talented singer. She's got a crazy good voice. So, like, I saw like a music video of hers, and I was like, oh, damn. This chick's hot. And I really want to diddle her piddle. Like, I'm like falling in love with her. Because I like weird girls. Everybody knows that. And I like girls with tattoos.
Right.
And she's like a weird girl. I think I'm assuming she has tattoos. I don't know. She dyes her hair like green and shit. So I was like, go on. And she sings like an angel, which is another one of my fucking like.
I have to listen
points.
To her.
She's got a great voice. So I was like, oh shit, this chick's real hot. I want to see her naked. And like, I immediately went sex shit on it, because I was like, that's what I'm a guy. I do it. But I'm an old guy.
Yeah.
I found out she just turned 18, like recently. And obviously the video that I was watching was old.
Ooh.
So does that make me a creep because she's legal now?
Now.
Am I a creep for being attracted to her when I first saw her?
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I feel really dirty saying this.
Like, morally, I want to say yeah.
Yeah, I'm but a creep,
legally,
right?
I don't know how that would pan out in a court of law.
Well, let me leave you with this one, David. Now that she's 18, she just doesn't look as good anymore. I'm just joking, you guys.
Oh.
Thanks for listening. We're the Problem Solvers. I didn't even introduce us in the beginning. I did a fake law introduction.
And Guy from France, email us.
Email us, man. Ask us about America. We'd love to help you. ProblemSolvers4E@gmail.com. Check our Instagram. The Problem Solvers Podcast. The Problem Solvers Podcast is our YouTube name as well. We have a Facebook group called The Problem Solvers or The Problem Solvers Podcast. I don't know. I've got a... OnlyFans, that's Zach Gallo. No one's subscribed yet, and no one's asked to see my b-hole or my pee-pee, and it's really, I don't want to say it's negatively affecting me, but it is.
Come on, guys.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in again. We love yous. You want to say bye, nerds or virgins or anything?
No, I don't say shit.
That's right. Don't say shit. If you learn anything from today's episode,
don't say shit.